Alt NPR.
Welcome to Press Fart, an all NPR podcast on the art and culture of video games. I'm Ralph Cooper.
I'm Kyle Orland.
I'm Rob Holt.
And this week we're going to talk about the non-gaming aspects of consoles and how overblown sometimes in some cases it may be, and in some cases how it might be the right thing that you need with the console.
Yeah, they've been talking for years about how the consoles are going to be the way that the computer finally gets into the living room. You know, it infiltrates through your kids, and then it has all this power, all this functionality. It hasn't really happened yet, but this generation might be the one where, you know, the living room computer actually comes to pass through one of these consoles. What do you guys think?
Well, I mean, hasn't it been there since the DVD players were in the PS2 and the Xbox?
Yeah, there has been some functionality, but this time we got a lot more. This, for movies, for instance, we got a format war on our hands, which we've talked about before, Blu-ray versus HD DVD. Sony has a Blu-ray player built in to the PlayStation 3. Microsoft has a $200 add-on for HD DVD playback on the 360. So I don't know if people really see this as a big reason to buy their video game system.
Well, you know, I thought it was interesting with the Wii. In my opinion, Nintendo stays throwback. They stay old school.
Yeah,
and when they released the Wii, the whole deal was we think that people will be more interested in the machine and the game-playing aspect than they will be the DVD player. Even though today they announced that a year from now they're going to be putting out a Wii that can't play DVDs.
I don't know why they announced that now. You know, right before the system is releasing, they're saying, oh, there's going to be a better one next year that actually plays DVDs.
Right, and nobody...
Maybe it was the same guy or person who decided that it should be called the Wii.
The Wii. What a great name. You're trying to appeal to a gamer demographic.
That's right.
Kind of immature sometimes, and you name it...
Wii.
I guess it's good in France. It means yes.
But bad in England. Oui,
oui. Yeah, extremely bad in England.
In the English-speaking world.
You know, what I meant when I said that it was already there, meaning like the entertainment features were already, some of the entertainment features were already in the players.
Yeah.
Although it was just limited to a DVD player. But I mean, you know, I think that, again, I work for Microsoft, take what I say with a grain of salt, but Xbox Live, with the thing they just announced, I think that is a pretty killer app where you can download and watch high definition or standard definition versions of TV shows or movies, and that is cool. It's like, you know, it's the only, you know, you can compare it directly to, you know, most of the modern digital cable boxes have, the ones that I've seen have video on demand, and you say, I want to watch the latest episode of The Wire, and it just starts instantly. The only disadvantage to the Xbox is that you have to wait for it to download, you know, wait for it to download part of it. So in that case, it's not as good. But
And you got to pay for it.
Amen.
And you got to pay for it. I mean, of course, I am paying Comcast for that VOD service, the video on demand service.
That's true.
It's just I'm not paying, and I don't own it. That's the other thing. With the Xbox, I believe you actually own it.
What's the cost for the Microsoft stuff?
I don't think it's been determined yet.
Okay.
It hasn't been determined. But it's a certain number of Microsoft points.
But see, it's also only for the 360, right?
That's right.
Trying to use it as a selling point.
Yeah, and see, but here for me, this brings us back to this whole thing of consoles and extra uses. Because right now, the only thing that I could think of being able to use my Xbox for is possibly a doorstop. Because they're not doing anything for the machine. And then
not enough good games coming out?
I mean, but they're not putting out good games anymore. Like, the only games they really put out on the Xbox now are the standards, like the sports games and possibly...
You're talking about the old Xbox, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, the old one.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's the old one. Like, you know, once they, you know, did all this stuff with the new one, it's almost like, you know, they've forgotten about you. And when you look back over the console history. Like, for example, I have friends of mine who made belt buckles out of old Atari 2600 joysticks, which I always thought was a little odd because you wouldn't want that middle thing sticking
out. That's
kind
of suggestive.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Wait, Ralph, you had friends that did this?
I really do because I wanted one and nobody would give me
one. Were these friends named Ralph?
No. Actually, the friend named Ralph thought that the Atari one was stupid, so he made a Nintendo one out of the little controllers.
Yeah, yeah.
I had the belt buckle.
Like Captain N.
Exactly. Captain N.
Captain Geek is like it.
Yeah, that's all right, though. I'm glad I'm Captain Geek, and that would make you my lieutenant, so I'm happy. And then...
Anyway.
Dumb. And even if you go back further and you look at, like, my favorite console of all time, obviously, the Dreamcast. The Dreamcast brought it home. Like, Dreamcast was the first one. It didn't have the DVD player, but it took you online.
Yeah.
And that, to me, was the first successful computer in your living room kind of a deal, where it was like, I could do my work from my Dreamcast.
You plug in a keyboard, you plug in a mouse, it's a computer.
Yeah, and it was done.
But see, maybe it's just me, but like I had the Dreamcast. I bought the modem. Actually, it was included. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I got that web browser. I used it once, and I was like, yeah, pretty cool. And I never used it again.
See, I think that was ahead of its time. This was 1999. You know, not many people had broadband. Wi-Fi was unknown. Now we got the PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and the Wii. They all have Wi-Fi built in. They're expecting people to have broadband and wireless internet, they want people to exploit it through their consoles in the living room.
That's right.
Yeah, the 360 doesn't have Wi-Fi built into it.
Right, but it has an adapter.
It has an adapter.
$100 adapter.
Right.
That's right.
Which is whack. but
so, you know, that does make it a lot easier, though, Wi-Fi, because a lot of people, I don't think, want to run an Ethernet cable from their computer room to the living room. I know that would take like a 100-foot cable for mine, and I tried to do this. It stood in the hall. It tripped up my fiance as we were walking down, so I ended up buying this $100 Wi-Fi adapter for the Xbox 360.
See, that's the beauty of I just bought a new house, and the whole house is pre-wired with Cat 5.
See, you're lucky.
I don't
think most people are at that level yet.
Oh, that's filthy. Super Bowl party at Rob's.
There
what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we can watch my new 42-inch plasma TV that I bought.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Yeah,
I heard.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm hurting here.
That's all right. See, they go out there and they forget about us, Kyle. They forget about those little guys here struggling. But anyway.
Hey, y'all are invited, man. I'd love for to have you guys come out.
Now,
are
you looking forward to watching Blu-ray movies on that 42-inch plasma TV?
I'm looking forward to watching HD DVDs
on it. Towing the company line, huh?
Yeah, I like that.
I'd love to see the difference between the two. Like, you know what? We're in this business. I'm going to get a PS3 too, even though I can't stand the fact that I'm paying $600. I'm getting one. Who am I kidding? And what I want to do is compare, like, the Blu-ray with the HD DVD and see which looks better.
Go to Best Buy. What in the world are you going to sit up here and pay for that $600 monstrosity for? Look. I have looked at all of them, just like all of you have the three of us have looked at all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And for my money's worth, in my opinion, and even though this is not necessarily what we're really talking about this week, I really feel like my money would go in this order. It would go to the Wii, it would go to the 360, and then it would go to the PS3.
And you just named them in order of cost, too.
Yeah,
well, I can't help that.
I've got to agree.
It's just the way it is. But like when I look at it from a graphical standpoint or from a play-by standpoint, you know.
Well, then let's think about it from the perspective that we're talking about here. Let's think about it from you take it as the entire package, not just the games, which, of course, are obviously important. But if you take it as everything, which do you think is the most featured, has the most, like, when you add it all up together, what do you think you'd get the most use out of and you would like the most if you had to pick one?
Well, if you add up all the features, I mean, the PlayStation 3, obviously it has the built-in Blu-ray drive. It's got inputs for compact flash, smart digital, so you can put your photos. It can burn MP3s. It can, you know, it has a fully functioning web browser. So, I mean, it's obviously the most value in the box. The question is, if you want to play games, is that value worth it?
And then when I look at it from an aspect of if I want to play games, I picked the Wii.
Are they selling it as a multifunction computer or
right.
as a gaming system? It's kind of a transition this time.
I agree. And I look at it like with Sony, with everything that Sony is doing right now. Even their new TVs have the slots in the side for your memory cards and things of that nature. All they're trying to do is get closer and closer to an all-in-one system where it has your TV, your memory cards, your computers, your DVD players, your portable music player, all of that stuff. And like to me, Sony is getting further and further away from playing video games. And that, for me, is tantamount. I don't like that. I like how Microsoft is struggling hard to get into that video game market, and they are busting their tail to do it, and I appreciate that.
But they're also expanding, to be fair, into things like, you know, this downloadable video stuff. I think they want to be Sony in a way.
But I think they're doing that more so to compete, to be honest. I think that it's the same way I think the Wii is doing that to compete.
Well, then Sony must be doing something right if everyone wants to copy them, wouldn't you say?
I don't know. I kind of look at it, that's just the business. In a real sense. We can't let them put out a DVD player. We ain't got a DVD player.
Monkey see, monkey do.
Monkey do, exactly. That's the way I look at it. You know.
It's so funny to have a totally different perspective on it now that I work for the company.
What is your perspective, Rob?
Yeah.
Well, I can't really say.
Proprietary.
I mean, I can tell you how I feel about all this, and that, like, you know, when I got the Xbox 360, and I plugged in. Well, here's the thing. I think Ralph said something a couple of weeks ago during the podcast, one of our other podcasts, that he said, well, when I bought the PlayStation 2 home and you know, my girlfriend wanted to watch a DVD, I'm like, no, I'm playing Grand Theft 3, you know? It's like, that's the other reason why. It's like, I want a video, I don't mind having a specialized device. You know, I want to play video games on a thing, and I don't want anybody else using it because I'm selfish, you know?
Exactly.
It's kind of better having it separate because then you can use them separately.
That was the biggest complaint that my girl actually had about the Wii, which was, oh, you can't watch movies on it, so all you're going to do is play video games. And I was like, damn right. Like, I'm glad.
You already have a DVD player, right?
Right, yeah. So yeah, what are you complaining about?
It's cheap, you know?
Yeah.
Most of the people.
I think the only convergence devices, you know, the mythical convergence that is actually going to work, I think are, you're going to kill me here, but like a PC, you know, it doesn't have to be running Windows Media, you know, Windows Vista Ultimate with the Media Center features, but it could be running Linux and Myst TV. But those are the only convergence devices I've seen that actually work, that like deliver what we call the 10-foot experience, where, you know, you same thing you get with a console, like, or you're watching a video game or watching a movie, and you view things from the 10 feet back instead of right up next to the screen.
It's a very different experience watching from your couch and watching from your computer desk.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
It's very different. But
well, Rob, you know, Kyle, we've come to that point in the podcast where we don't necessarily have to go home, but we definitely got to get the heck out of the studio. So, Rob, what are you playing, baby?
Neverwinter Nights 2. A lot. It's a new sequel to an RPG where you build your own stuff, and it's really cool. Except the camera's pissing me off. So that's what I'm playing.
All right, Kyle, what you on?
I've been playing around with my new Wii, which sounds really wrong now that I've said it like that.
Yeah,
but
it did sound wrong.
Hey, it's nothing wrong playing with your Wii. It's not a sin.
Nintendo sent it in last week. I've been trying out Wii Sports, Zelda, Excite Truck were the games that got sent. I just picked up Monkey Ball from EB Games today, which is a lot of fun.
Do you like Zelda? Because, you know, it's been one of your colleagues at Joystick was a little harsh on it.
I was there for this big argument. It was I'm liking it a lot.
Yeah, I think it's hot. And I guess
you can't read the signs, Kyle. You can't read the signs.
No comment.
Let it go, Rob. Let it go. Let me see. What have I been? I'm proud to say that actually today I took a much needed break from work and I beat Elite Beat Agents.
Mm-hmm.
And that made
me
happy.
Oh, I really want to get that.
Oh, it is such fun. It's almost too much fun. It's hard as hell.
Gotta have rhythm.
I can't stop playing it.
It's great.
I really can't stop playing it. It's a great game. And much like everybody else, I'm definitely playing with my Wii at late hours of the night. It's great. Excite Truck, I love it. But I do have to agree with a certain blogger I know, the MP3 interface for the game and the console does suck majorly.
Yeah.
However,
you have to go to the photo. I was reading Kyle's thing today.
You can't.
We have to go to the photo browser and
you
do a slideshow.
I was hoping we could get more into that. But the Wii is not an MP3 player.
Not at all. But I will say this. I bought a gig memory card and loaded it up with songs and tossed it in and played Excite Truck, and I felt like it was a totally different experience. I was playing it till like 3 a.m.
Well,
it
there you
great.
Go.
So, I mean, I don't need it to be a full functioning one, but I do like the option. So it's not that bad. But, you know, this is Press Start and Alt NPR Podcast. I'm Ralph Cooper.
I'm Kyle Orland.
And I'm Rob Holt.
And until next time, we...
Alt.